Okay, let's do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You ever hear of Kevin and Bean?
Yeah.
You like them?
I think they're the bomb.
How could you know so many specific details? That is amazing.
Learn how Britney got her $1 million smile.
Oh, I had one retainer. It was really gross because it was one retainer. It was like a one. You know how you have the top retainer and the bottom? But it was one. And you put it in so you really couldn't talk. And it had a key and everything that you put in it to turn it to tighten it every night.
What are you talking about?
This is fun! I think it's going to work out!
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
You know, it's Valentine's Day.
That's not brown rice.
Our feature presentation.
See, because it's not Valentine's Day.
It's not.
It wasn't yesterday either when we said it was. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is, it's
the first
Tuesday
November,
morning.
Tuesday.
The first of November, yep. Yes. And I want to start off today with a story from Lincoln, Nebraska. University of Nebraska Lincoln police say a 27-year-old man in town for a football game was cited. Here's what happened. It was 2:40 in the afternoon. Now, this is not in the middle of the night when you're drunk or whatever. But the dude sees a cop car.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how when you're drunk, everything seems really funny? He thought, hey, I really have to go to the bathroom because I've been drinking for a while. So I'm going to pee on the cop car. There's no one in it. So wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny.
So he goes over and he starts peeing on the car. And that's when he realizes that there is someone in it. And it's a cop, it turns out. So the cop sees the dude, the drug dude, walking up to him. He's got to just be laughing, don't you think? Taking down his pants, peeing on his car. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has to just go, this is too funny to even be real.
Yeah.
So he just gets out, gives the guy the test, shows that his alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit for driving. And he was cited. The allegation was littering by urination.
I've never heard of that.
Littering by urination.
Huh.
I haven't either. That's considered littering?
You know how many of you could get a ticket for that?
All?
Every guy I know.
All of us could get a ticket for that?
And a few women.
That's so bizarre.
Wouldn't it be? You'd think it'd be public exposure.
Yeah, unless...
And public drunkenness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, I mean, he was walking, so he...
Apparently pee is litter.
Okay.
That's what we're finding out. Who knew? Pee is litter. But it is. That's story one. Story two that I found very funny is that they found a dump truck full of weed. A dump truck. This dump truck had 1,850 pounds.
Could you not smell that truck from a mile away?
I would think you could. But
where'd they find it?
I couldn't find the city. It doesn't say the city. But,
okay.
But somebody had 1,850 pounds, and they were smart enough to think to put it in a dump truck because if you don't smell it, who can see what's in the dump truck?
Right.
It's usually dirt. Who would think it would be anything else?
And, you know, I guess there's a lot of people don't really know what weed smells like, so they just think it was trash.
You think so?
Skunky, right?
No, I think weed smells like weed. You think people don't know what it's...
I don't know. I think there's some people who don't, yeah.
Huh. Odd. Well, 1,850 pounds, valued at $7.2 million.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So,
you got any weed?
Those people were just about to score, and then they got caught by the police.
Aww.
So, guy pees on cop car, dude's 1,850 pounds of marijuana, valued at $7.2 million.
I would love to know where that came from.
And I would love to know how much of it got reported. Honestly, if you're a cop, don't you go, yeah, we found 1,750 pounds.
Seriously, yeah. Well, who's going to know?
Seriously. It's a dump truck full. How's anybody going to miss it? All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Beer Mug, who has become our interview expert because he never fails us. He delivers every time he goes out.
Yeah!
He went out to the Halloween pet parade on Sunday. And this is where people dress up their dogs
And, for good cause.
And they would do it anyway. Don't say that. I understand it's
for how people justify it.
It is for a good cause, but these people would do it anyway. Sure. So they dress up their dogs for Halloween. Then they go and they have a parade. They were supposed to have over 500 people. How many were there?
There was dogs. There had to have been like at least 1,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they all show up, and then they put their dogs in these uncomfortable costumes, and then they, you know, they walk them in a parade, which cannot, that has so much wrong going for it. You know, I mean, you've got the heat, and they're on the asphalt, and now they're wearing, and it's not at night.
Right.
So now they're wearing a costume in the heat, and then they're.
It's a beautiful sunny day in Long Beach.
To walk down the street. Come on. Come on now.
Well, everybody walks their dogs down streets. That's how you walk your dogs.
No, but not in the middle of the street. So anyway, my my daughter dressed up our dog for Halloween, and I took it off and hid it. I did. This is my one thing.
Oh my God.
I can't take it. We're also going to talk about Kim Kardashian's wedding / marriage / divorce.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Harvey Levin today, too. He called us up and he said, hey, guys, I have a funny story about that.
Excellent.
Because yesterday morning when we were talking to TMZ, we had Dax on the phone. It was a very last minute thing because Harvey had just gotten this breaking story. And he was going to sit down at his computer and type it up. And Dax said he didn't even know what it was. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they found the paperwork or what, but we're going to talk to Harvey today about the Kim Kardashian divorce. Because,
okay.
Listen, they made it 72 days. I mean, for me, they gave it a good run.
I'm so curious. You know, we've said this before. By the time you actually file for divorce, you've hated each other for a while.
Yeah, you've been maybe separated for half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, so they were miserable from day one.
They had to be miserable before day one.
Or was it a setup?
Right.
That's my question. Because to get the kinds of ratings that they got for that Kardashian two-part wedding.
Right.
And
they
made
money.
$15 million and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin today from TMZ.com. He's the guy that broke the story, and we're going to get some more information on that.
Okay.
And just find out what's going on there. And I'm just dying to know if it was fake. And not fake, but if it was done just for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine that could be the case. We're also going to look for you, our K-Rock listener, if your marriage was shorter than Kim Kardashian's. We're going
to
take your calls.
Yes, I would like to hear about that.
Now, I do have to make this caveat with our audience, and that's that you weren't drunk. And it wasn't just Britney Spears running out in Vegas and marrying a longtime old dude boyfriend that she had and getting annulled the next day. This, you meant it.
Right.
You really meant it. And yet it lasted less than 72 days. I guarantee we have a lot of people that have done that. We also have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices on today's program.
Okay.
And we have the behind the scenes. I don't know if you've heard the commercial that runs for the poker tournament that Ralph and I are hosting.
Of course I heard the commercial.
Yeah. It's about 90% Ralph.
Name it too many times.
It's about 90% Ralph and about 10% me.
Notice that.
That's a little insulting. You know,
they told you to do it that way?
Oh, yeah. That's how it came across. Okay. Here's Ralph's part. It's a whole page. And then here's Kevin's part. It's two sentences. Now, I understand it. Don't get me wrong. I slaughter the English language. I understand that completely. But then leave me out of it. I'm fine with that. Have Ralph do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it.
Good point.
So it was more of just an F you. Here you go. Here are your two lines. So I tried to get Ralph laughing when he was recording his part, and then he was standing there, and I couldn't record my part.
Do we get to hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Behind
the scenes of it.
Cool.
Plus, we're going to talk to one of the stars of The New Girl, which finally comes back tonight.
It's been like 3 weeks?
That is the new show, as far as I'm concerned, comedy, that just hit the ground running. It was like all of the characters were fully, fleshed out. Everything felt like we were joining the story in progress, which is really hard to do for a new show.
I don't even remember the last show that was like that.
Yeah, I mean, it just has been a long time. It takes a while when you get a Modern Family or something. They have to kind of get their legs under them and get going, and then they kind of flesh out the characters. But this one just seems like it was already in progress. It was so well done, and it comes back tonight. It was not being shown because of baseball. But anyway, it's coming back tonight, so we're going to talk about that. And we will take a quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Hey! You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52 in the a.m. This is Ralph Garman here with the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, Ralph, how's it going?
Good, Kevin. How you doing?
You can leave. We don't really
even when you're here, you're not on the show. You're late for the show when you're in the building.
I'm working hard on the beer mug tape, which is spectacular that we're going to hear after the top of the hour.
All right. That was worth it then, I bet.
Everyone stick around for that. Showbiz news, of course, everyone talking about Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries and their train wreck of a wedding, a marriage, rather, after just 72 days. It's so sad when someone breaks up after their 71st day anniversary. I always feel bad when that timing works out like that. Tara, story is that Chris Humphries found out about his pending divorce the way the rest of us did from TMZ.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Humphries read it on the...
Yeah, that's where he found out he was his wife was filing for divorce. I'm committed to this marriage and everything this covenant represents, he told TMZ. I love my wife, and I'm devastated to learn she filed for divorce. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it work. Apparently, you need to go away. That's what it's going to take to make it work. Because if she is... divorcing you without telling you first, that is not a good sign for the relationship, I think.
That's weird. That's
really... I wonder if they're even living together.
Apparently they weren't at the end.
At the end.
That's the beginning. At the beginning.
Days.
At the end of the beginning.
It is like a week.
The best thing about yesterday's story was to watch other female celebrities desperately try to clamor for some... just a tiny bit of the spotlight as Kim Kardashian was being bathed in it. Jessica Simpson finally released the official news that she's pregnant. Hey, over here. Hey, what about me?
Wait a minute.
I'm a star, too. Everyone, someone look at me.
People aren't asking me, and now there's another story that's bigger than me.
I'm pregnant. Hey, remember when everyone was wondering whether I'm pregnant? Well, I am. Hello? Hello, is this thing on?
That's crazy. Like, anyone had any questions at this point?
Yeah, she had dropped the official news on her website. So I guess no one was willing to pay the $500,000 her dad manager was looking for the cover story of a magazine with the official story and pictures. First picture of her officially pregnant was on her website as well. Because of Halloween, she was dressed as a mummy. Get it? A mummy. Because she's going to be a mommy. She was... Hello?
Mummies have babies.
Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah. So there you go. Officially pregnant.
Not a fan of hers.
And Tori Spelling tweeted yesterday, I'm in the hospital. Hello, over here. Forget Kim Kardashian. Look at me. I'm sick. Apparently, her husband had to rush her to the emergency room yesterday for a migraine headache.
What?
Had to rush her to the ER for her migraine headache.
But she's still tweeting?
Yes, she's tweeting.
What?
She said, I'm suffering horrendous pain since giving birth to my little daughter Hattie just 3 weeks ago.
Look, I'm no expert, let's be honest, at anything. But if you have a migraine, you're not on your phone tweeting.
You're kind of blinded.
Your eyes are closed and you're just moaning.
Yeah, maybe you're nauseous. I mean, those are horrible.
Yeah.
She had a little headache.
No, she didn't.
She had a little headache.
Horrendous pain, migraine. Hello, anyone, look at me. I'm Tori Spelling. So there, you're all caught up with the celebutards who are desperate for the attention. Big anniversary today, by the way. I didn't want to let it go by without acknowledging that on this day back in 1959, legendary goalie Jacques Plante invented the hockey mask, the goalie mask.
All right.
Big props to Jacques.
Way to go, Jacques.
Dudes used to stand in goal with no mask on.
That's true. There was
just their face stopping pucks.
Yeah, that seems like maybe that was foolish from the beginning.
Not a good idea.
It was a long time, yeah.
Wondering what Lindsay Lohan did for Halloween? Besides getting airtight and a lot of blow. She was up at the Playboy Mansion for the Hefner Halloween party, which by all accounts is just a good time.
Yeah.
You know, we have to ask about that. Our almost double December. We have to ask her how that was.
She went?
She went to the Playboy Halloween.
How did she get in?
Because she's tight with Playboy now because she tweets photos of herself on a weekly basis and includes them when she does. And they've
smart
had conversations
girl.
Back and forth. And apparently Playboy's smitten with her and... vice versa, to which I say, just put her in the damn magazine already.
Yeah.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
But Christine, our own Miss Double December, for this past year, she was up there at the party as well. Word is that Lindsay was dressed as a sexy French maid.
Classic.
Either that or she was still wearing her cleanup uniform from the morgue earlier in the day where she was cleaning up after corpse goo.
Yeah, it's...
Corpse Goo, by the way. I saw them last night at the Troubadour.
That's a good band.
A rockin' band.
Don't ask why, but I've been to the morgue for a little while.
Yeah, you have.
And
they said, he's not dead, he's just drunk. And they shook Kevin, and he got off the slab, and he left.
After 12 hours of being there. It's nastier than you can imagine, and it smells worse than you can imagine. Mm. It's horrible. truly horrible.
Yeah, sounds like a bad deal. And I wonder what the people over at E! Entertainment TV think about the Kardashian divorce.
I think they're probably right now shooting a big divorce special that they're going to air.
You know they will.
I mean, come on.
They're in on the whole thing, don't you think?
Chris and Kim, what went wrong? No, Lisa, apparently folks over at E! Were like, what?
Sure.
In their offices yesterday. Including the show's executive producer for this is for the Keep It Up with the Kardashians show, a Mr. Ryan Seacrest.
I think it's Seacrest.
I'm not familiar.
I believe it's
They all knew there was trouble, but no one had the story until TMZ broke it yesterday.
That's funny.
Which makes me happy. Now, keep in mind, Kim and Courtney Take New York, Kim's latest show, does premiere on November the 27th.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I'm guessing. I don't know how you're going to work it. It's going to seem so stupid now, though. They must be bummed because that show is going to talk about, oh, I'm married and married life is great and everything. And then, late in the season, it's going to come around. That story will be old news by the time they can capitalize on the fact that Kim's divorcing.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
We'll have to see how they handle it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Hustler publisher Larry Flint celebrates his 69th birthday today. Larry Flint, 69! Lyle Lovett, 54 years old today. He's an interesting dude. That guy used to be married to Julia Roberts.
Yeah, what a weird marriage that was.
Him with his giant hair and his Play-Doh face.
And 72 days later, they split up.
I think it's a different couple. Oh. Sir Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 49 years old today.
Is he a sir now?
Yeah, he was knighted. Oh. Rick Allen of Def Leppard, legendary one-armed drummer. That's hard. It's hard enough to drum with two arms.
Dude got in an accident, lost an arm, said, I'm still going to be your drummer.
And is. And a good drummer at that, 48 years old today. Actress Toni Collette, one of my favorites, is 39. Jenny McCarthy, actress, comedian.
I don't know.
Blonde with big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
That much we can confirm. She's 39. And Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl celebrates 25 years today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Harvey Levin coming up from TMZ.com, who's going to tell us a little bit more about the Kim Kardashian divorce.
Can't wait.
Which is very funny because they just got married and they made a big deal out of it. And they had a big two-episode special and blah, blah, blah. So we got that coming up. Right now, though, we sent Beer Mug, our new interview expert.
Yeah.
Who always says, yeah. Always.
It's true.
Out to the pet parade. We talked to the organizer of this just before the weekend, and we said, don't do this. Stop doing this. Yeah. I guess they're in Long Beach?
Long Beach, yeah.
It's their 11th year that they dress up their pets in Halloween costumes, and then they take them out on the asphalt, the street, and then they walk them in a parade. How far does the parade go?
It's about two small blocks.
That's not bad.
Residential blocks.
How many people were there?
Oh, there had to have been over 1,000 people. And it wasn't just dogs that were dressed up. It was their owners, too.
The owners matched in some cases.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. We should say, we have a problem in the United States, and there's a population problem, really, in a lot of states. We should start with those people and just ship them the hell out. I don't care where. Mexico, South America, don't care. So this is Beer Mug. Now, I don't know why he's recording this from the moon, but this is how it sounds, and this is the level of energy that my man Muggs brings to the job.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here at the 11th. I just saw a wiener dog walk by. Sorry.
Wow, that sounds good.
You kind of sound loaded.
Were you loaded?
No.
Were you high?
No.
You're not high, my ass.
No, I wasn't high.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I was playing again.
Were you leftover high?
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
What are you? It's Beer Mug.
That was a residual.
I'm buzzed.
That was a residual tired from the weekend.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here at the 11th. I just saw a wiener dog walk by. Sorry.
All right, so that's the beginning. That's the start.
That is creepy.
He can't even get through it.
It's fantastic.
Because he sees a wiener dog, which I'm sure you were prepared for because you were going down to a pet parade.
You'd think.
Now, this is one of Muggs' catchphrases.
Yeah, good boy!
That's him talking to an owner. He's talking to an owner there. It's, yeah, and that's awesome. Awesome is another word that he tends to use a bit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sunday doggies. Yeah! There it is.
Dogs dressed up as
what does that
hot
mean?
Fudge sundaes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and those are like, you know, my
you
two favorite
say
things.
Hot fudge sundae? You had to say Sunday?
Yeah.
That to me sounds like, I don't know, they're going to church. I don't understand.
In their little hats?
What's happening?
I have to be more concise, I guess.
It's awesome, and then, yeah, there it is, because you went down there looking for hot fudge sundae dogs.
There it is. There it was. Hot fudge sundae dogs.
So far, so good. Now, this is an owner, I believe, making a beep, 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 dog make the sound. Beep,
yeah.
Beep, beep, beep,
yep.
On purpose. And the owner is making the same sound to get the dog to talk back.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a horrible idea on every level. If your dog goes, bop, 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 don't make it go, bop, bop, bop.
Kick, kick, ow!
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Now, everything can't be awesome.
That was awesome,
that
actually.
Not
that
awesome.
Was, that was, they were walking in the parade. They were contestants, and they were dressed as Indians, and so was their dog, so they were making them, you know.
I gotcha.
We sent the wrong guy, because I don't think awesome is the direction we were looking for.
Well, that's true.
What you need to say in that particular case is stop that.
Okay.
When you make that noise, it's annoying, and when your dog makes that noise, it's annoying. Stop doing that. Now, here's a guy who has two dogs, and he got them both dressed up in a theme.
They are dressed as
space buddies.
Now I see that Buddy has a rocket pack strapped to his back.
He has his jet pack on today because he just came in just in time for the show, and Lucy just coasted in with her cape.
Yep, that happened.
Was it awesome?
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
It wasn't fantastic. That's the thing. It wasn't fantastic.
He
had
sunglasses on, Kevin.
The dog
is wearing sunglasses.
No dog wants to wear sunglasses.
That dog did. That dog looked happy. All the dogs looked happy. They didn't look miserable as I thought they would.
We totally sent the wrong guy.
well, they were
giving them treats and all that kind of. They were bribing the dogs to be in the parade. No dog likes it. Let's be honest. Give the dogs some self-respect.
Yeah, but if you do something for a bribe, you're willing to do it.
All right. So this woman is inspired by.
She has created the band Devo with her dogs. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with this.
Well, the dogs, I asked them, what do you want to be for Halloween? And they said, we love Devo. Let's be Devo.
All right. Now, so she asked them what they wanted to be, and they told her.
Mm-hmm. The dogs talk to you?
Sometimes.
That's fantastic. And I see that they are wearing their patented red energy domes.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Do they get along, or is there a lot of, like, inner quarrelings between each band member?
They all get along great.
That's fantastic. And who's this guy right here?
That is Zoe.
And Zoe shreds, I assume.
Of course.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Wow. I did not say that's fantastic
five times. You said that's fantastic five times.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
And again, I don't even know how to set the machine for this bad a quality. If you were to tell me, Kevin, I need you to go and do interviews and set the machine so that it has such bad quality, it sounds like it's on an AM station from 1950s. I wouldn't know how to do it, but he did. This next woman is inspired by a 1987 song called Walk the Dinosaur by Was Not Was. Those of you that don't know what that is. All right, so 1987, and I don't know how it came up. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
But she was inspired by that song.
I am here with
Jennifer.
Jennifer, before we start the movie, it might be good if I check if we're recording. Check, check. Yes, we are.
Now, why are you checking then? What about the other first 10 interviews? Because did you check before that?
You know, I did. I just didn't think I was recording on that one.
Could you explain the costumes to the radio listeners?
Absolutely. I was inspired by the song Walk of the Dinosaur by Was Not Was. So my dogs are both dinosaurs, a Triceratops and a Stegosaurus.
Did you say, was that song on your iPod?
I should have, Kevin.
It was 1987.
I was amazed.
It was fantastic.
They were dressed as cave people. I was just...
Okay, so the dogs are dinosaurs. The people are cave people.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to say anything more about these people?
And my boyfriend and I are cave people walking the dinosaurs.
You seem to be enjoying it. How about your dogs?
They'll do anything for me. Yes, they enjoy it. This is their fourth or fifth time doing this.
And who came up with the costumes, you or your dogs?
Well, it was me, of course.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
That's
awesome
fantastic.
And great.
I see you have two awesome pugs, and they are dressed as
bed pugs.
Bed pugs, and they're lying in the bed. And it says, "Good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed pugs bite."
Yeah.
That is witty as all hell.
Oh, hey,
there it is.
We're moving into something else.
New phrase:
witty as all hell.
Love it or hate it, ladies and gentlemen, you can't escape the fact that dressing up your dog in a costume is awesome.
We sent the wrong guy.
Yeah, totally.
It's not awesome. Were you here in the studio when we talked to
yes,
the organizer?
Yes, Kevin. And okay. I agree.
What did we say to the organizer?
Why the hell are you doing this?
Right. We said, stop it.
And I was going down there with that mentality until I got down there and saw all these people with smiles on their faces.
The people
and
are very happy.
Yes, they are. Yes. And so are their dogs. And I could,
dogs are always happy just by their nature. That's what dogs are like.
And there was no way I could have been mean. There was no way.
I'm not asking you to be mean. I'm asking you to follow up on a few questions. Your dog told you, you know, that kind of stuff, was not was, what the hell's going on. But
yeah.
I don't know that this statement is warranted.
Love it or hate it, ladies and gentlemen, you can't escape the fact that dressing up your dog in a costume is awesome.
And that's the opposite of what our take
is. Well, Kevin, that's
not just a little bit off. It's diametrically opposed to what we say.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what I came to realize that day.
Beer Mug has an open mind,
Thank
Kevin.
You, Lisa.
Oh,
Lisa knows what's
man,
up.
Man, fake. An hour from now, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who broke the news on the Kim Kardashian breakup, which cracks us all up. Let's face it. There was a 2-episode special that was on E!, the wedding, and they made it such a huge... I think you should have to stay married for a certain amount of time, depending on how big you made your wedding.
I love that idea.
You know what I mean? Like, if you make it a 2-part special on TV, you got to stay together for 20 years.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want to hear any news about a divorce immediately after that.
You owe it to us.
Exactly. So Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, 72 days they made it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people commenting on it. You can go to Yahoo. You can go to any site on the website, and you can see people are responding to it. Most people are, you know, think it's ridiculous. And only one person from the family has stepped up to defend Kim Kardashian. And that person is Khloe Kardashian.
As always.
She's been tweeting. Reading some of these comments are so hurtful.
Oh,
I'm grateful for our fans who understand and are being respectful. Hate is disgusting. Love is everything.
Did they take no responsibility for anything?
They're just haters. They're just haters. That's all it is. It has nothing. It's funny that she ends it with love is everything because allegedly love is supposed to be
Kim
a part of the wedding.
Lacking in the love.
Yeah, not so much of that. So we thought we would get Khloe on the phone and just find out from her what it's been like on the inside. Hello, Khloe.
Hello.
Hi, Lamar.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Is lockout over?
No,
go back to work.
The lockout is not over.
I'm
sorry. Hey, while you're on the phone,
who is this, man?
It's Kevin and Bean Show.
Dude, lockout's gonna be over. I gotta get out of this house, man. I can't stand this, man.
The lockout is not over.
Come on, get out of the house.
Well, Lamar, a lot of guys are going overseas. Maybe you should go to Europe and play for a little bit.
Maybe I should just join the Marines or something.
Wow, you really need to get out of the house.
Go overseas.
Yeah.
And fight Talahead.
The Talahead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Towler
head. Hey, did you ever know Chris Humphries? Did you hang out with him, spend any time with him?
Sure, man. NBA my brother-in-law, man.
Oh, it was your brother-in-law for a very brief time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The lockout lasted longer than their marriage
that's
did.
That's true. Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
We were hoping to talk to Khloe this morning.
You sure you want Khloe? Not Kim? Last time you asked me for Kim.
Well, if Kim's there, I'd love to talk to her.
No, she ain't here, man.
Okay.
Let me get the other
one.
Khloe!
The other one. Your
Khloe!
Wife.
Damn, white man woke me up and I was talking on the phone.
Sorry, Lamar. Oh, here she comes. Man.
Hello?
Hi, Khloe.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Juliana. How are you?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Brian.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Rick.
Why do you keep doing that?
Hey, what's the D-sleaze today?
Well,
it better not be about my sister.
I'm sure it all is. That's all anyone's talking about.
Oh, some of these comments are disgusting.
But Khloe,
hate is disgusting. Love is everything.
Right, love is everything. But your sister,
I love chocolate.
Right.
Oh, last night was so good.
You had chocolate last night?
Oh, it was so good. Don't you love Halloween?
Is that what you call Lamar Odom? Or?
No, I had cat candy.
Oh, actual candy.
Yes.
Yeah. You weren't trick-or-treating, were you?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I went to the door as Jabba the Hutt. Then I went home and changed costumes. Came back as Moby Dick. Then King Kong.
Uh-huh. Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I got so much candy. It was awesome.
All right, so you've been defending Kim. I guess
yes.
It's been a tough time.
Our family is strong. Thank God for family. We are strong, and we're only become stronger.
Yeah.
No matter what the haters say.
That's what you tweeted, but
yes.
You can understand why people hate, right?
No. Hate is disgusting. Love is everything.
But there was no love.
There is love. There will always be love.
But what about between Kim and Chris? I mean, they did a 2-episode TV wedding extravaganza. And
let me explain something to you.
All right.
It is just a tragedy that my much more attractive sister simply can't keep a man, okay? So let's not say anything bad about her, even because she's a failure and can't make her marriage work. Unlike me, who has a successful marriage, it is not nice to say bad things about her. She needs our love and support because she is a loser who cannot make her marriage work, okay? Let me make that plain to you people.
So secretly, this makes you super happy.
How dare you, Ryan?
It's not right. It's
furious
Kevin.
About people who would say anything about my sweet, sweet sister, who is so dead and cold inside that she cannot share her life with another person. I think it's horrible people to say things about my wonderful sister,
right,
who simply is so self-involved and self-absorbed that she cannot possibly share her life with another human being.
Wait.
It is just unacceptable to me that you would attack her in that such a way.
It's funny because I didn't say that, and I didn't hear anyone else say that.
People are saying such horrible things about such a wonderful, wonderful sister like Kim.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that she is just a cold, cold, manipulative, desperately seeking attention whore.
Wow.
That I find unacceptable for people to say. And anyone says it around me is going to have me to deal with.
But you just said it.
No, I did not. And I think people need to realize that, look, she's a sad, sad, desperate, lonely, lonely person. And she needs our love and support, not our hate, because love is everything. And I love my sister despite the fact that she is emotionally desolate inside.
Well, it sounds like it. Well,
love you, Kim, if you're listening.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got Harvey Levin from TMZ coming up in just a few minutes.
Harvey, by the way, mad props to Harvey and the crew over there at TMZ. Busted this story wide open
like they do
so many showbiz stories. But this was a big deal, and they were the first.
That seems to be the case all the time. I don't know what kind of deal with the devil he has, but they really... We were supposed to talk to Harvey yesterday, and Dax got on the phone and said, Harvey's busy right now. He's just about to...
Big story, big story, big story. We're like, what? He won't tell me, but it's big.
And it was big. He was right.
And by the way, E, which calls itself a entertainment news network and has the Kardashians on their network, had to find out from TMZ.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Sweet.
So Ralph and I are doing a poker tournament.
San
Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, November 17th. It's a Thursday.
10K poker play, yo!
You can win $10,000. And we got the copy over to do the commercial. And I got to be honest, I was a little... My feelings were hurt a little bit. Because I didn't have very much to say. Having said that, we all remember how I did at the Grammys.
Coming up,
Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1.
No.
Send the number 2.
That's right.
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God it. Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one. All right, so that... We've all heard that.
Well, like one. That's
not
easy.
Not enough. We haven't heard it enough.
That's easy to mispronounce.
So they sent over the copy for this commercial that we're doing for San Manuel. For the commercial, we're supposed to read it. And Ralph has, you know, a whole page.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sentence.
Well, they want people to understand,
right.
I think, the information, which is probably why they assigned it to me.
So...
As opposed to... Pardon me, come to have... Hot cards with poker, and I'm going to be there.
But don't get me wrong. I understand why it happens.
Well, then you can't be butthurt about it.
But no, leave me out entirely.
No.
I mean, it's almost as, it's like
you got to represent.
It's like you're sitting down at a restaurant. You leave a nickel tip. It's more hurtful to the server to just then leaving nothing.
You're the draw. We are doing this together. You and I are teaming up for this appearance, and I think they want people to come out to see us both, so you got to represent.
So you talked for 57 seconds, and I talked for 3.
Now, just as long as you're there, man. That's all that matters.
Again, that's the right decision, but at the beginning of it, Ralph didn't want me in the studio, and I walked in, and he made a few mistakes, and I started laughing.
Yes.
Because it's really funny. It's rare that Ralph messes up, and that's BS. He rarely messes up.
Well, here's the thing. I can read and I can speak. Right. And so sometimes I just have to combine those things where I take a piece of paper and I read the words that are on the paper and I say them aloud. I can understand that that's a difficult concept for some people to grasp.
I might as well be trying to go to the moon. Let's do that. So here's Ralph at the beginning of the commercial messing up.
Hey, party people. It's me, Ralph. Join me and Kevin for K-Rock's 10K poker play at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Conceit. Hey, party people, it's me, Ralph. Join me and Kevin for K-Rock's 10K poker play at San Manuel Indio...
It's not easy.
San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino is a hard thing to get out. It's a lot of weird sounds.
Now, at that part, I'm laughing hysterically.
Right, now I'm getting cheesed off.
Yeah, because Ralph's getting mad because I'm laughing. Of course, that's the worst thing anyone in the room could do because you've already messed up a couple times. Right.
Hey, party people, it's me, Ralph. Join me and Kevin for K-Rock's 10K poker...
Now I'm almost on the ground because this is 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And Ralph's getting a little more angry.
Don't miss K-Rock's 10K poker play at San Manuel, November the 17th. Let me try that again.
All right, so then...
Come on, step...
All right, so then he stands up and then he reads the whole page spotlessly.
I did one long take.
Right through one take. And then it's my turn.
Come on, step up to the mic, Kevin.
How dare you? I have like 2 lines. How hard could it be?
Exactly. Well, let's make sure someone. I had 12 lines.
You can't win your way. Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, what are you doing?
So Ralph stays in the studio.
You watched me work. Leave. You watched me work. I thought I'd watch you work.
Right, but you were done.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, you know.
You could have left.
Responsibility for the project.
Make sure. Are you rolling?
Yep.
But by the way, my last words were, it's a couple of lines. How hard could it be?
Right.
This is Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. Well, seriously, you have to leave.
Why?
Because
you were here when I was doing
leave. Mine. I know, but.
But what?
Just let me do it in peace.
I'm not doing
anything. He can roll tape.
I'm standing here.
I'll screw up just
All
as much with.
I'm standing here.
This is Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll see you at San Manuel November 17th. You can't win if you're not in. I'm in. Are you? Am I happy with that? No. I'm in. Are you? Log on and sign up now.
And
Ralph, by the way, isn't laughing.
He's standing there.
He's looking at me.
That's more unnerving.
It is, yeah.
Really.
Well, especially after I laughed at him.
Yeah.
Come on. This is bull.
It was.
Seriously. That's all my lines. Those are all of my lines.
You happy with that last one?
Nope. Log on and sign up now. All right, I'm happy with that.
All right.
Pieced it together. And
well
made the
done, boys.
But I'm just saying.
A little editing and now it's magic.
Look, I'm fine if you leave. I understand. I get the fact that I can't
don't
speak.
Don't poke the bear if you don't want to be eaten for lunch or something, whatever,
whatever
it is.
But just after the top of the hour, we are going to talk to Jake Johnson, who is one of the stars of The New Girl. He's the guy that's trying to get over a relationship. And apparently tonight everyone sees him naked.
What?
That's not good. So we're going to talk to him just after the top of the hour. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com who broke the Kim Kardashian news. Coming up about a half hour from now. Right now it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I'm Ralph Garman. This is the Showbiz Beat.
You're doing your mug impression?
My beer mug impression, yeah. Glad he brought all that energy to the pet parade palooza, whatever it was.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here at the 11th...
I asked him if he was high. He said no.
Tired, guys.
We're all tired. We're all tired all the time.
I've driven to Long Beach. It took me 2 hours.
All right.
Traffic.
So what?
So you pop a 5-hour energy. You pick up your microphone. You do your job.
I had to get down there. There's no time to stop.
Right, but then you get down there and you have a microphone. You're talking into it. You go,
"Hey, it's Beer Mug here at the 11th." I just saw a wiener dog walk by. Sorry.
I'm saying way high.
No!
I know you're saying no. I'm saying yes.
I'm saying stroke. Way strokey. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What it is.
All right, let's get to showbiz news. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD available for your entertainment dollar. On TV shows that are now on DVD, you can catch Californication. The 4th season is available in a box set.
It's a great show.
Deadliest Catch Season 7 and Victorious.
I'm not familiar. I think it's maybe a kid show, maybe Disney, something like that. Disney Channel?
I don't remember.
I'm guessing. Yeah, anyway, you can pick that up. DVDs, Cars 2, popular Pixar sequel to the first film, Cars, of course. Water for Elephants with Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon. Crazy Stupid Love, starring Steve Carell, Julianne Moore, and Marissa Tomei.
Love that movie.
I missed that when it was in theaters. I'm looking forward to seeing that on DVD. Telhina Sky, Story of the Kings of Leon, starring Kings of Leon. I thought that was out. Now it's out on DVD.
Okay.
And let's see, on, CDs. Let's talk about CDs. Balls Out by Steel Panther. Yes! Wow! Balls Out! Ambition by Whale. Someone to Watch Over Me by Susan Boyle. Long Live the King by the Decemberists. Under the Mistletoe, the new Justin Bieber Christmas CD out just in time for Halloween.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Achtung Baby.
They're re-releasing it.
Deluxe Edition 2 CD set by U2 is being re-released this week. 13 by Megadeth. And an album I am super excited about because this band is just one of my favorites and they have been on our show and we play them a bunch here on the station and they're just so good. Florence and the Machine has a new CD out today called Ceremonials. I thought maybe you Florence fans out there would like to hear a couple tracks off the new CD. Here's a song called Shake It Out. Shake it out, shake it out. Come on, they're so good.
They really sing.
Well, and they can really play. Yeah. It's almost like you're around a campfire and you're part of a tribe and there's this music that comes up just makes you want to gather together and dance and celebrate the hunt.
In a drum circle?
Yes. What the Water Gave Me is another track off the CD. Damn, they're good. Time for just one more quick one. It's called Only If For a Night. Only if for a night. And the only solution was to stand and fight. And my body was bruised and now the sight of life. Man, she's good.
Yeah. She's one of those singers, too, that's really super nice and quiet and unassuming. And then
she's a Brit. She's a Brit.
Then she gets behind the microphone. She's like she's crazy loud and strong. And
she's very reminiscent of one of my favorite female singers, another British artist named Kate Bush. I don't know if you're familiar with her work or not. But another one of those very quiet, demure women who just has this amazing voice that just blows up when she opens her mouth.
What's her name?
Kate Bush. Oh, stop it. It's a perfectly reasonable name.
Right.
Hey, this is good news. DirecTV and Fox have reached an agreement.
Oh,
yes.
On their carriage dispute, that means that FX.
Thank God.
If you have DirecTV, you'll be continuing to get that. The National Geographic Channel, which is also one of the Fox networks, and all the regional sports networks. That's all going to happen. We're all good.
Apparently. They were supposed to drop it today.
Yeah, the deadline was today. DirecTV threatened to pull out the channels if renewal couldn't be reached for their agreement, and it happened, so it's all good. Everybody relax.
I was looking into other options. That's where all my Kings games are. I know, that is a bad trend.
Yeah.
Every single time they negotiate with somebody, it goes like this.
Well, every time anyone negotiates with somebody, it goes like this, you know?
But it usually doesn't come to people's attention. It's usually done behind the scenes, you know?
NBA lockout.
Yeah, of
hello.
Of course.
NFL, hello.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying. It seems like it's more litigious than ever, these people getting together and acrimonious.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel, our buddy. It's been announced today that he will be hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Wow!
Quite an honor for any comedian. Past hosts have been Seth Meyers and Jay Leno, Stephen Colbert. They've all done it. Now Jimmy's going to be the host of the 2012 White House Correspondents' Dinner.
They're putting Jimmy Kimmel behind a microphone with the President of the United States at his side.
Yes.
How much money would you have bet that would never happen every time you have?
Look, he's super talented. I love his show and everything, but I also know him personally, and for me, it's like, what's he doing there? That doesn't make any sense.
Very cool. And well-deserved. Cool. I'm glad he's getting recognized.
I hope they know what they're getting, though.
No, don't get me wrong. They'll regret it. Yeah. It's going to be a disaster, but I'm just happy that he got the nod.
But that's the thing we love about Jimmy is we know he'll bring it.
with the president sitting right there, he'll say whatever.
Yeah, but he's going to put a whoopee cushion under Michelle Obama's chair or something. Something's going to go horribly wrong, I'm telling you.
Today's celebrity birthday is hustler, publisher, emperor Larry Flint is 69 years old today. He's been waiting his whole life to be 69, I guarantee him.
He's never looked forward to a birthday more than this one.
Well, I love it. He is 54 years old. Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers is 49. Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 48. Toni Collette, very talented Australian actress from Little Miss Sunshine and what was the Dead People movie? I See Dead People.
Six Sense.
Yeah, I played the mom in that. She is 39 years old. Jenny McCarthy, also 39. And Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl celebrates his 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Harvey Levin from TMZ coming up in just a minute talking about Kim Kardashian's divorce.
What? She's getting divorced?
After 72 whole days.
I think someone would have mentioned that if I was true.
It was everywhere.
Was this in the news?
Oh, yes. First, though, finally, a show is coming back tonight. I'm very excited about it.
Love New Girl.
The New Girl is my favorite new comedy of the year. And we have Jake Johnson on the phone with us. Hi, Jake.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jake plays Nick, who's one of the three guys that Zooey Deschanel's character lives with. And you're trying desperately to get over a six-month-old breakup, right?
That's right. I'm trying to get over a character named Caroline.
And you're not doing well.
Absolutely not.
Here's the thing I love about The New Girl, and Nick, the character in particular, is that most TV shows always show guys as whatever, and they're trying to get away from their girlfriend, they try to sleep with a bunch of people. But the character of Nick, that is how most of my friends react over a breakover, much more so than any other interpretation on television.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but true.
It's pathetic.
The character of Nick is just pathetic.
Now, when you read Ford or they got you for this part, did you look forward to playing a pathetic character like that?
Yeah, you know, I knew Meriwether because we did No Strings Attached together.
Right.
And I know how collaborative she is and how fun she is to work with. And so, excuse me. So when I got the script, I thought it was really funny. And I really, to be perfectly honest with you, I just didn't think of it in terms of it being a series. I just thought of it as a pilot.
Oh, sure. I imagine that's how actors and actresses look at everything that comes along. Is your only okay?
I've never done TV before.
Right.
I thought, like, cool. This sounds like a fun job. Zooey Deschanel's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking
of episode 4, and I'm sitting Indian style crying. I'm like, I should have rethought that a lot. I'm just kidding. I love the job.
You are crying in every episode.
Pretty manhood's taking a beating with this gig.
I got to tell you, we've talked a lot about this show, and the thing that we like about it, and I think Ralph agrees, is that this show hit the ground running. All the characters are fleshed out really great. Your character was full, and you know the guy that plays Schmidt is fantastic, and that character is everybody's has a role there.
Yeah, totally.
Including the new black guy.
Yeah, Lamorne Morris came in, done it.
He came in after the pilot.
Came in off the bench.
Yeah, he came in off the bench, and he's coming in looking to score.
Now,
you know, we had Damon Wayans in the pilot who did a great job,
yeah.
And then Lamorne came in, and he came in, you know, wasn't messing around.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and it works perfectly fine. The last episode that was on before baseball was the Slow Chicken Dance, which was one of my favorite episodes of all time. Do you know where that came from, the Slow Chicken Dance, that part of it?
I have no idea.
Because that's a bizarre, twisted thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, you're at a wedding, you're doing a chicken dance, but they do it in slow motion.
The nice thing about this show is that the humor is very clever, but it's also very sort of organic and naturally it springs from the relationships and from the characters. It doesn't feel forced or shticky at all. It just seems like it's sort of gentle and clever and yet laugh out loud funny.
Oh, that's really nice. That's, you know, I think that goes to Liz Merriweather.
Yeah.
Because I think her kind of goal on it is that all these characters are three-dimensional. So once you believe all these characters are real and you like them, then you're going to want to go on all the journeys with them.
And even your character of Nick, Jake, is he is devastated by this breakup, but he's also sort of a ball buster and a badass, and he's a gruff bartender kind of guy. There's a great dichotomy going on there, you know?
Yeah, so I think at Nick's core, he's kind of the dude of the group.
Yeah, right.
So even though, you know, he's sitting Indian style crying a little bit, he's not going to be doing that forever.
Well,
once this dude stands, he's going to stand up and throw some blows.
Speaking of which, of not feeling bad forever, you have a date tonight on this episode with the lovely and talented Lake Bell, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we our characters have, you know, a nice little hookup in this, and it's a lot of fun. She is
sweet.
That's worth doing the series right there, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, the only problem with it is it's great. She's in, like, underwear, and we're, like, messing around. But then the truth is that I had to be in underwear.
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, and I'm not a guy who does a million and one crunches. What am I doing naked dancing to reggae? This is my real life.
Look, I like your character. I don't need to see you in your underwear either. I think I'm down with that.
God, it's humiliating.
So not only were you in your underwear when Zooey Deschanel's character walks in, did she see more than that? I mean,
yeah, it was, and it's these like TV fake underwear, so you just see everything. Like my junk was just hanging out.
So it didn't feel like that at all. This is when Jess, Zooey Deschanel, sees you, and then you're trying to leave.
Oh, that's Nick, right. Hey. So that was weird, right?
I'm running out the door, Jess.
I think we should talk about it.
Talk about what?
About me seeing your pain. The pain, what I saw. Bonjour, Le Pen.
You're blocking the door.
Okay. Cool. Have fun on your date. Tell that guy to behave. Nice.
She plays it so well, and I find it fascinating that that you've not dealt with the fact, maybe it's just me, every guy in that house would be in love with Zooey Deschanel's character.
Yeah.
And none of you are.
Yeah, well, I think they're slowly building it.
It's building up to that?
We're doing episode 10 now, and you start to see that, you know, my brother in Chicago pointed it out. He goes, the funniest thing about your show is you guys all pretend like you're not madly in love with Zooey.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Zooey Deschanel moves in with three guys. They are all in love with her.
Yeah. Not only that, they're fist fighting each other.
Right. Yes.
The first night, I'm drunk knocking on her door gently to see if she's awake or not. The first night she moves into my apartment, if I'm you guys.
There's certain things you have to say that is in the magic of TV. Yeah. Like my character's a bartender, and I live in that loft.
Exactly. Well, that's true. Pretty nice place.
Two, I'm not madly in love with Zooey. I'm like, I'm totally over my ex. Let's whatever needs to happen.
Right. The fact that none of you are is absurd.
Yes.
And yet it's strangely acceptable.
It's a great show, though. It really is.
And I got to tell you, it was preempted by baseball. And so it went. I mean, how many episodes did you air? Three? Four?
We aired three. Three. And we've been off for 3 weeks.
So that's like a recipe for disaster, right? Isn't it? In the TV world, you air three episodes and then you get taken off for 3 weeks. And now you're back. So we wanted to give you a little notice that...
Yes! It's over! It's over! We're done! No more baseball! No more boring baseball until next year! We can start having fun again!
So the World Series is over and the new guy is back. Yeah, new girl. Sorry. New girl.
We're excited to be back, I'll tell you that.
It's New Girl on Tuesday nights at 9:01 on Fox. So if you want to check it out, check that out tonight. It is the best new comedy of the season.
Yeah.
And Jake, we appreciate you taking the time today.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Jake.
We have Harvey Levin on the phone.
Yes, we
Harvey
do.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey.
Hi, guys.
So, Harvey, we're talking to Dax yesterday, and he says, oh, sorry, Harvey can't talk to you. He's a little busy right now. He's posting some story. And we said, yeah, right. Harvey's always posting some story.
Well, there you go.
Turns out it was a bombshell. It was a big one.
It was a big one.
And once again, you guys were at the center of it. You broke the story, I think, to Chris Humphreys, in fact. You broke the story to him.
Truth be told, that's fact.
He found out that the divorce papers were filed from TMZ.com.
But she called really soon thereafter.
So what?
Really? Did she call him or call you?
No, she called him right after.
How did you know? Were you with her over the weekend as she agonized over this?
No, I had my ways.
You sure do.
Unbelievable.
We knew. And so it was a whole thing. I mean, look, she went back and forth all weekend, we're told. She's crying. She made a decision Saturday to file. Then Sunday she had a change of heart. Then Sunday night she decided she was going through with it. So it's going to be a very simple divorce. There's a prenup, we found out. And
well, that was what I was going to ask you. Is he wants spousal support, and he also wants the ring back, which you point out on your site.
No, he's not going to get the ring. No,
she bought.
I don't believe he wants the ring back, A.
Okay.
And B, he's not going to get it even if he wants it, because once you get married, you keep the ring no matter what, and she bought the ring.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So it doesn't matter.
All right, Harvey, let me just ask you a question. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Let me ask your opinion. Do you think that this was something that was done for
no.
the TV show ratings?
I don't. I really think that this was kind of a runaway train. I think what happened was she really liked the guy. She got engaged too quickly. And then all of a sudden, you know, E wants to make this a big special, and they're going to spend $10 million on the wedding, and it's going to be a big deal, and all these guests get invited. And I think, you know, she wasn't getting along with this guy even before they got married real well.
All right.
And it's the kind of thing where, you know, and she wouldn't be the first person where it's like, this doesn't feel right, but how do I cancel? How do I cancel? And then all of a sudden, she's married. And it just, it wasn't right. And, you know, they were getting in fights all the time. And when you're, you know, 72 days in. But the big thing, which I don't, you know, this is the dumb thing. He wanted her to move to Minnesota after a year or so.
Right.
And she's like, are you kidding me? I got an empire here. I'm making $65 million a year. And they didn't really discuss this before they got married. Seems to me to be a pretty basic point to talk about.
Was that a make it or break it deal? Like, he really wanted to move to Minnesota?
No, it was a big part of this because he wanted us. But anyway, so look, here's what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
All right, great.
Here's the thing. Laura Wasser is her lawyer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've talked about her before, right?
Great divorce attorney.
Right. Now, I get a call from her yesterday. She's a huge fan of Kevin and Bean.
Right.
No, she is. I mean, I told you guys this before.
Okay.
She will not talk to me about these cases. But she said, look, she said, I'm a little ticked off at them.
Oh, they're mad at us.
Yeah.
Why?
And this is why I wanted to talk to you guys.
That's great.
So it's like, she's pissed off because you did the story yesterday. You said, yeah, she's got some lawyer representing her who represents some other people. And it's like,
oh, she's mad because we didn't name her?
Well, it's like she's this anonymous person to you, and she's like a huge fan of yours. And besides, and I told you guys to even look at the video on the website.
You did.
And am I correct that she's, I mean, she's probably one of the hottest lawyers in LA.
I agree.
And so, you know, and then you just like.
We snubbed her.
A little baffled.
You kind of snubbed her.
We did. I'm sorry.
We're honestly a little baffled why someone who's been married for 72 days with a prenup really needs a big, high-powered lawyer.
Well,
seems
simple. I think Wasser drafted the prenup.
Oh, I see.
So I think that's what happened. I think it's kind of one-stop shopping.
Okay.
Well, I thought we mentioned she repped Britney Spears and a bunch of other high-profile.
We didn't mention her name.
You did it like it was somebody in a milk carton.
Well, sorry.
I'm sorry. She's superstar lawyer, Laura Wasser. I apologize, Laura. We didn't realize.
Listen, we were a little more shocked by the divorce just because of the two special wedding extravaganza and all that.
Fair point.
Come on.
So when this story broke, she's upset we didn't play up the lawyer angle more?
She's a big fan of yours. I mean, look, I'm just, you know.
Laura Wasser is the best divorce attorney in the world.
She's the hottest smartest divorce attorney perhaps ever.
She should come and talk to us.
Happens to be a great lawyer.
Yes, absolutely. She's a great lawyer, too. But personally, she's a good person. And she gives to charity. And she's always doing good work.
Yes.
Now, Harvey, let me talk to you about, if you don't mind, if we go back to the Kim Kardashian thing. At the top of your site, you have her going to the airport at LAX.
Right.
And the photographers are swarming her.
Swarming.
And I'm going to tell you some of the questions, not you, but the listeners, some of the questions that the photographers were asking her. How do you feel? Kim, do you think you'll get married again? Was one of the questions.
Right.
One of the guys said, you're better off without him. I don't know how that guy knows. Have you talked to Chris today? One of the photographers said, Chris wants you back.
Well, Chris said that. He said he's devastated. He's dedicated to the relationship. He'll do whatever it takes.
Any choice, you'll work things out. What's the deal? What are you thinking? They're asking the hard-hitting questions.
Okay, smarty pants, what do you ask? You got one question. You got one question. She's standing right in front of you. What do you ask?
She's passing by in 5 seconds. She's going to walk past you.
What do you ask? Quick.
Which NFL star are you going to bang tonight?
That's what I asked.
Okay, that's a good one.
I would have asked, are you glad the McRib is back?
That's what
I would have asked her.
Another good question. All right, so Harvey, you're just standing up for your woman, Laura Wasser. That's what you're saying. She's upset.
No, I will tell you one other funny thing.
Yes, please.
So we got Bruce Jenner out.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So he's saying, yeah, I'm really upset about it. I've kind of lost a son-in-law. How many times? He's probably had dinner with him twice.
Yeah.
I mean, how upset is Bruce Jenner really over this thing?
Bruce Jenner's been dead behind the eyes for 5 years.
You know what? Bruce Jenner has one of the greatest lives because he doesn't have to make any decisions. He's got a family that has made him a rich man.
Right, yeah. But Come on.
He plays golf. He does what he wants to do, and they make all the plans for him.
Yeah, it's like being in the mafia.
Kind of.
As long as you're cool with the mafia.
Right, as long as you don't try to get out and they whack you.
Right.
Harvey, you think it's possible that Kim was one of these women who really wanted the wedding, but not so much the marriage?
No, I mean, I honestly think, look, we said this, the reason I'm kind of defending this is, we said this and I said this about Chloe and Lamar. I didn't think that was going to last 2 weeks.
Right.
And I was wrong. So you just don't know. And I mean, I think she probably wanted to get married when she got engaged. And I think as time went on, she started having doubts. But
you said as time goes on. The time has not gone on.
Well, maybe
it's been 72 days.
Okay, it's only been 72 days.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday off the air. You really, you have to think about it. Things have to be going south probably halfway through at that point.
So let me ask.
So how long were they happy? A week?
Well, okay, maybe a week, and then maybe it went south. But here's my question.
All right.
So if you were in her position and you weren't happy in a marriage and you felt it was wrong, would you then stay in it just for public appearance?
Did I just have two specials on E! About the wedding of the century?
How much money?
So how long's the penalty?
A year, at least
a year.
So you have to stay with him for a year.
Yes.
You don't have to stay with him.
After you've crammed 4 hours of television down our throats, you have to stay with him for a year.
I heard Lisa May say that a year. You said a year?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the problem.
Here's the thing.
Now, let me tell you why that's a terrible idea.
A year for one episode. If it's two episodes, you got 2 years.
You guys are missing a huge point.
What's that?
If it's less than a year, they have to return the wedding gift.
That's a good point.
Interesting. Which she doesn't need, of course, but yeah. All right.
So there.
Well, it's absurd.
So there.
All right, Harvey, you're the best. TMZ.com. Thank you for covering the story.
Congratulations again, Harvey, for another amazing scoop.
Thanks, guys.
That's why we use TMZ almost exclusively, because not only are they always first, they're always right.
Yeah.
Which is a little scary. And Laura Wasser, wow, is she amazing.
She's the best lawyer.
She's something. I love her so much. If you missed earlier this morning, we played Mugs at the Halloween Pet Parade. We have some highlights of that coming up soon. My God, are those people scary. They're scary people. Time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Here are the stories. We have many, many stories, too many to count. So we put them on the wheel. We don't have time to do them all. We put them on the wheel. We spin it, whatever it lands on. That's what we talk to. We have Kittler, the cat that looks like Hitler. We have the dumpster diving hobo bear. We have the fossil eating worms. We have Charlie, the crime fighting parrot. We have the giant chocoholic fish. The New Jersey beagle that survived the gas chamber. The albino cyclops shark. Boo, the cutest dog in the world, which it will never land on. The Toledo flag-stealing squirrel. The shunned brown seal. The hairy crazy ants. So those are the stories as we spin the wheel. Oh, bad animal voices.
It's time for the wheel of bad animal voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad. But Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Here we go. Oh, particularly good spin.
Very good spin.
Yes.
I feel good about that. Let me spin it again. Hold on a second.
Why are you spinning again?
Because it didn't land on the one that I wanted. Hey, it's the New Jersey beagle that survived the gas chamber.
Oh, my gosh. What are the odds?
What are the odds of that?
Cheater.
Here's the story.
All right.
They're calling him the miracle dog.
Meet Daniel. He's a stray 5-year-old beagle who ended up in an Alabama animal shelter. After Daniel didn't get adopted, shelter officials put him in a gas chamber with 17 other dogs. Okay. But get this, unlike the other dogs, Daniel walked out alive.
Shelter workers were so moved, they decided to put the word out to rescue groups across the country. 11th Hour Rescue says Daniel is healthy and ready for a loving home.
So this is a dog that was born in New Jersey, raised in New Jersey, ended up in Alabama.
Hmm, that's weird.
Got put in a gas chamber and then was fine.
He's a miracle dog.
He was fine. He came out wagging his tail, ready to go. And so they sent him back to New Jersey, and they're trying to find a home for him.
I'm sure they will.
And we've got Daniel the Miracle Dog on the phone with us. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. How are you feeling?
Great. I'm pumping my paw. Yeah.
How is it that you ended up in Alabama, Daniel? Because that seems like that's where everything went south.
Yeah, you got to read a story a little bit more carefully.
What?
I was in a shelter in Alabama.
All right.
And then I survived. And then they said, does anybody want to adopt me? And someone in New Jersey adopted me.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, so I didn't go from Jersey to Alabama back to Jersey. Just one trip.
I see.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay, because now I'm in Jersey. And
now you're in Jersey.
I'm paw pumping, baby. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Jersey sounds like the perfect place for you.
Oh, it's perfect. They can't kill me, so I'm in Jersey. if Jersey don't kill me, nothing's going to kill me.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of other states you might have been more happy in, no?
No, this is the best state in the world.
All right.
I got Snooki. I got the Situation.
Yeah.
And now they got the Beagleation. You know what I'm saying?
What is it that you do for fun in Jersey?
GTL, baby. GTL.
Wait, dogs do that as well?
Gym ticks and licking my genitals. Dog GTL. I like to get my kibble on. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. I lick my genitals more than Snooki does. Hey, what the hell?
I'm not sure. Hey. Are you a comedian now?
Hey, I'm in Jersey. I'm telling you, I got my swagger on.
Sure.
I'm going to do... Hey, cabs are here. Cabs are here.
Right.
Time to get in my cab. We're going to Karma. We're going to party.
You go to nightclubs?
Yeah, I go to nightclubs.
That's weird.
I'm the beagle that survived being gassed in a gas chamber.
Yes, you are.
They let me in wherever I want to go.
Now, how do you get prepared to go to the nightclub in Jersey?
First of all, I put a little gel on my fur.
Right.
Make sure it looks good.
Uh-huh.
I've got a little chapstick on my lips.
Right.
If dog had lips, then I would do that. Then I go look for the girls at a DTF, you know? I sniff around a little bit, see if they're in heat or not. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
I know that Snooki is pretty much full time.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go for that.
Hey!
Hey!
A little off.
Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:54. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat.
I want to give anybody a heads up who's going to be in Vegas this weekend. Smith and I are doing our show in Vegas. We're playing Vegas this weekend.
Oh, you're taking the show on the road again?
Taking the show on the road again. We're going back to Vegas. We had a real good show there a couple months ago when we did Vegas, so they invited us back at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip, not the hotel and casino. Don't get confused. It's the Hard Rock Cafe that's actually there on the Strip. We'll be performing Saturday night, and Friday night he'll be there with Jason Mewes. They do their Jay and Silent Bob Get Old show on Friday night. So you can go to CSMOD, CSMOD.com for more details and to get tickets. But if you're going to be in Vegas anyway...
It's Friday.
No, it's Saturday. Saturday, yeah. Come on by and see us. Because, look, I don't know what you're going to spend for tickets. So I don't know what the price is. But it's going to save you money. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's true.
If you spend 2 hours not at a table, I guarantee you will save you money in the long run.
And the price is $300.
And then the cheap at twice the price is what I'm saying. While we're talking about sex and booze and debauchery, which is what Vegas always brings to my mind, I don't know if you saw the new video that's up online this week, but Britney Spears is doing her European tour. She was at Wembley Arena in London on Sunday night. And she does this bit in her show where she does a pole dance.
Yeah.
Which is just mere just months away from being truth. Just
right.
From being fact. She always does it for someone from the audience. She pulls them up out of the crowd and then handcuffs their hands behind their back. So I guess she doesn't get groped.
Right.
And then she, they handcuff him to the pole, and then she writhes all over the pole dance while she's, of course, that's the worst piece of all of them.
It's her laugh.
It could be Muttley from Wacky Races, for all we know.
But you can tell it's her.
No, you can't.
Right. Pole dance.
She does a pole dance while she poorly lip syncs to all her pre-recorded music that she does in concert. So, Sunday night, she pulled out her, her co-star, I guess, the guy who's opening the show for her, who is Joe Jonas.
Oh, no. What's he going to do with that?
And she handcuffs him to the pole, and she gives him the lap dance. Gives him
the pole
dance.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Well, needless to say, his purity ring popped right off. You know what I'm saying? Looked like he was very excited. No, he looks miserable. Miserable up on stage. With all these backup dancers writhing all over him, and she wraps her thighs around his head while she's singing, and he just looks so uncomfortable.
What a nightmare that must be.
Yeah, well, it is for him.
Having women you know, crawl all over you.
Because he is one of the Joe Bros. He's JoJo Bro.
She must have known, though, if he's opening for her, that he would be miserable.
Yes, I think that's probably why she did it.
So good on her.
Just
for
to yank
the
his chin a little bit.
Stop it! She thought it was funny to get him up on stage, Ralph. It makes sense.
E has a problem. E, the network that shows all the Kardashian shows.
Yeah.
They have been rerunning Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding nonstop since it originally aired on October the 9th.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's on four times a day now.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
To continuing strong ratings. People tune in to watch over and over and over again. Now, what do they do? Well, according to sources, they are...
just put stay tuned at the end of it.
They're having conversations amongst themselves. This is going to the New York Times, that the execs over there are deciding whether to pull the special from the airwaves and no longer air it.
It seems like that's move one.
Because the fairy tale's been shattered, right? You can't...
Although if it's getting ratings...
Yeah, but isn't that just... Isn't that even more cynical than usual for a TV network to continue to show the wedding of a couple that was now famously divorcing?
Yeah, I guess. Is it getting ratings?
It is.
Yeah, I'd leave it on.
However, they say renewed interest in the couple could help raise the ratings for the reruns, at least temporarily, so maybe they'll let it run for a couple more weeks before they take it off the air. But they're in a quandary over there. They're not quite sure what to do.
Do you know how far they are into the new season? Like, how are they going to deal with that?
The new season of Kim and Courtney Take Manhattan, or whatever the hell the name of that show is, I don't think it starts until the 27th of November.
Oh, okay.
So the first episodes of the story that leads up to the wedding, I guess, hasn't even really started airing yet.
Oh,
okay. They're separate.
But when did
they
film
entities.
It? Start filming.
This season?
Mm-hmm.
A while back. I mean, she was married and reportedly happy during the filming of that
Fantastic.
Season.
Fantastic.
So they have some ideas that they're going to need to work out. And Chris Humphries is apparently in throughout that season.
Excellent.
The one that starts on November the 27th. He is seen throughout. So it's going to be awkward at best.
That's but you know, weird. I think people will want to watch that more.
To look for clues, to see if they can see the relationship dissolve in front of their eyes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we're a good bunch, aren't we?
Yeah, you're right.
They deserve it.
People just dying.
They deserve it.
Just tuning in to watch the marriage dissolve right in front of their
eyes.
They
deserve it.
That's true. We want them to be unhappy. I don't blame you for that. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Penn Badgley. Who, by the way, Beer Mugs, is a man. He is a gentleman. He is a male actor.
Sorry.
She's hot. I got some girl. I'm Beer Mugs. Woman.
I gave her a bell last hour. Him a bell last hour.
Ironically.
To be funny, right? Yes. And then Mugs is like, no, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's girl. She's hot.
Fantastic.
Pretty girly sounding name.
Right. Penn Badgley is 25 years old today.
Dude, yeah.
Jenny McCarthy turned 39, as does actress Toni Collette. Willie D of the Ghetto Boys is 45 years old today. Rick Allen of Def Leppard turns 48. Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 49. Lyle Lovett is 54 years old. And hustler, publisher, porn emperor Larry Flint celebrates his 69th birthday today.
All right, you guys.
Give you points for delivery.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Let's talk about people who get married and then divorce quickly.
Okay.
Why? What brought that to your attention?
Just
why is that a random subject of interest?
An idea, just random. Kim Kardashian, as you know, filed for divorce. 72 days.
And I hope finally now she'll get some publicity because she has been ignored for too long.
They made a huge deal out of the wedding, and I think that's why it rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah, and they made a fortune.
It was everywhere, every magazine, and they had two specials on it, and they had huge ratings. They made $15 million. It was
breaks down to about $250,000 per day of marriage is what she earned.
That's pretty good.
That's a good day's work.
So the bigger you make it, it seems like maybe you can't really tell people to stay together that aren't happy, but it just seems lame.
You know, they could pretend. Apparently, they haven't been living together, at least very recently. So, and I didn't know that. So they could just do that for a year.
Plus, she's a dumbass, and then she's famous for nothing. For having no discernible talent, she's still famous. I think that really bugs people about the Kardashians in general.
I can see that.
But so they are not liked.
She's hot.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of hot people
who
actually do things.
Well, that's true. That's true. But what we're looking for right now is for you to call in at 1-800-520-1067. If your marriage lasted a shorter amount of time than Kim Kardashian's marriage. Now, we don't want the I'm in Vegas, let's get married, and it's the next day we get it annulled. We want you mean when you said the vows, you meant that.
We don't want Britney Spears and Jason Alexander married for 55 hours because they were loaded. We want Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, which
we think
they went in thinking that this was going to last And surprise, surprise, 2.5 months later, they're on the outs.
Just 2.5 months. I mean, they're separated. They have to be separated by a month later, right?
Yeah, I'm curious if you're in that mindset of this is so great, we're getting married. What went so horribly wrong 1 month later?
I think, Lisa, the mindset that you brought up, that's where the problem lies. Because if you believe what the story is, they didn't even really have a conversation about where they were going to live after they got married. They're just dumbasses. If you don't have that conversation before you get married, you are a dumbass. And you deserve all the misery that comes your way.
Do you think the problem with them is that she was so interested in this E! Special and it was all about planning and all that kind of stuff that they didn't really talk about anything, just any real issues?
I don't think it was even the TV stuff. I think she lives in such a rarefied atmosphere. I think she lives in such a little magical world where she doesn't really need to do anything and the money just rolls in and she's a celebrity that she just said, oh, okay, we're engaged, we're going to get married, and she didn't even comprehend the seriousness of that step, what it takes to make a marriage work, the things you have to do, the real life issues you have to consider before you say I do.
So I didn't watch the wedding special, but I'm guessing they did the vows like everyone does. Either repeat the ones that are there and have been there forever, or you write your own.
Yeah.
But basically, it does mean I'm going to be married to you forever. Now, we all know.
No, you didn't see the special. She said, I will be faithful to you and love and honor you for, I don't know, two or three months. Which right? I thought was odd when I watched it. And I said, oh, well, now it all makes sense now.
But really, I mean, if you're... Look, people, it doesn't work out sometimes. That happens. All right. But 72 days? I mean, really, that was corrupt from the beginning. There was something wrong.
I am telling you, all these calls we're going to take, there will be significant dumbassery going on before they get married. I guarantee you.
Significant dumbassery.
Yeah. You're going to see some significant dumbassery.
Just meaning they didn't think it through at all. Didn't talk about.
Oh, we met on the internet and then we finally met when we got married and there's going to be all kinds of lame.
I didn't know she was a dominatrix.
Going on. Yeah, so there's going to be stuff.
Let's start with Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
So first of all, your wedding was real and you meant it.
Oh yeah, we knew each other since high school. Something we wanted to do, you know, for a while, and we finally did it. And you know, she was very ambitious, and which was I mean, I'm not rich or anything, but I'm pretty well off.
Right.
And we got married, came back from the honeymoon, and literally the Monday we came back, she calls me, and you know, we're just talking, and like, aren't you at work? She said, no, I quit.
She quit her job.
Yeah.
Because you had a decent enough amount of money that she didn't need to work?
Yes. And at first I was like, okay, you know, we could work this out. No, she quit her job and she wasn't like, you know, doing anything around the house and she was just shopping. And
oh, man.
Yeah, it just turned into like, you know, okay, I struck it. Now I'm done. I don't have to do anything for the rest of my life.
So how long did your wedding last? Your marriage last?
37 days.
37 days.
A little over a month.
How far into it did you go, hey, this might not work?
Maybe the 3 week mark.
3 weeks.
How long did you date before you got married, Johnny?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
But you'd known her since high school or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Knowing someone, you know, and then dating someone is different.
This doesn't seem like dumbassery.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds like someone was plotting behind his back.
Yeah. Exactly. I felt like it was kind of planned.
Yeah.
The fact that she did it the day she got back and then didn't give you a heads up.
Bitch got no class.
You called her, she called you, and you said, aren't you supposed to be at work? That's how you found out?
Yeah, sweet. She called me, we were just kind of chatting, and she said something. I was like, well, aren't you at work? She's like, no, I quit. She's like, well, you know, I just figured, you know, it'll be better for me to stay home.
Right, but okay, so that happens, and then a couple weeks in, there starts to be a problem. Do you have a conversation, or is there some sort of therapy or something? Was there any effort? It seems like a month is just pretty quick.
No, what it was like I started getting credit card bills and, you know, I seen a bunch of new stuff in the house.
Yeah, you just had an ass full, and you jettisoned.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of like, well, what's going on? You know, I asked her, what's going on? And she just, you know, she just kind of came out and told me, well, why would I want to work if I don't have to?
Yeah. But it's worse than that. It's that she also went out shopping. It's not that she just didn't work. It's that she went out shopping and buying stuff she probably didn't need.
And it wasn't just random, you know, shopping at, you know, the local Target or even the mall.
Right.
I got credit card bills for like $8,000.
Sweet!
Wow. Which I admit is a problem, but do you go right to divorce after a month with that issue?
Yep.
How in love are you, I'm asking, at that point?
you know what? I just seen a whole side of her that I've never seen before.
Yeah. Hey, he gave it 37
That's
days.
True. He did give it over a month.
Come on.
And you know what, though? I should have seen it coming because, you know, her, you know, she's always bring up the fact, like, her mom would tell her certain things, like, oh, you need to find a guy that's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And you need to find a guy that, you know, okay. that's going to, that.
So we thought. So we thought there was no significant dumbassery, but
there's,
there was.
There's dumbassery.
You missed all the signs.
You got to scratch the surface. Yeah. That's all.
All right. 1-800. Thank you for the call, Johnny. 1-800-520-1067. Your wedding, which you meant, you really meant those vows when you said it, lasted a shorter amount of
till
time.
Till death do you part.
Lasted less than 72 days, like Kim
less
Kardashian.
Less than death.
Yes. So we'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking to people who have, they meant it when they got married.
Yeah, like Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
We think they meant it.
But who I don't know. There's no evidence really that they didn't.
Yeah, 72 days to me goes, and big TV ratings.
All these people didn't have TV specials for their marriages, and they ended up. I think dumbassery is more of the reason than
could
it is
be.
The television thing.
She's got a big ass, so it's a lot of dumbassery.
She's got a lot of dumb in that ass. Kevin Durant, one of our listeners, writes in and says, speaking of dumbassery, Chris didn't even know she had been divorced. That's true. There's an episode of the show where they're talking about their wedding arrangement. She said, well, you know, my first marriage. He goes, what? She goes, my first marriage. You knew I was married before. He had no idea that she had been married previously. This is how many conversations this couple didn't have before they got married. That's, where they're going to live, whether you had been married before or not. These are the kind of things you should investigate before you say,
do you
I
want
do.
Kids?
Yeah,
there are a few questions that are pretty big.
There should be some sort of question.
Where do you want to live?
There should be a checklist that they hand out to young couples.
But they don't. But if you can't figure that out for yourself, maybe you shouldn't be getting married.
Dumbasses!
Dumbasses. All right. Let's go to Mike. On line four. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, how are you guys?
Good.
What happened, Mike?
You meant it when you got married.
100% legit.
Okay.
No dumbassery here, but I'll let you guys be the judge.
All right.
Met this girl, my ex-wife now.
Mm-hmm.
She had a three-month-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
3 months old. 3 months old you met her?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So her daughter was 3 months old.
All right, right. I didn't think she was 3 months old. I'm just saying, that's a very young baby when you meet someone and start dating them. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, love kind of takes hold. You fall for the kid a little bit, right?
Sure.
Date for about a year and a couple months, get engaged.
Okay.
Had a relatively long engagement, 9-10 months before the wedding.
So by now it's 2 years, okay.
Yeah, we get married. 100% legit wedding, flying family, all that good stuff.
Right.
On our honeymoon.
Right.
Move in together, buy our car, pay for her school. At this point, I'm 100% supporting the kid.
Right. Right.
And
then what happens?
About 20-some days into it, find out she's sleeping with baby daddy.
Oh.
Had not been in the picture prior.
She's still having sex with baby daddy.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
Oh.
That's rough. That's rough.
That hurts.
You may be the exception that proves the rule of dumbassery. It sounds like you just got worked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Were there signs that you missed along the way in retrospect, though?
You know, now thinking back, I remember a point when she wanted to start having dad more involved in her daughter's life.
But that's not a sign that she's having sex with him.
That seems like a good thing.
Yeah, no, and that's what I thought. You know, I'm 100% supportive of that.
All right, so no dumbassery, I think, on your part.
I think you just got a bad beat, as they say in the poker world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So 41 days.
41 days.
Not good. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi there.
You meant it.
Oh, I did. And I made a big deal with the family, my family, because he only had two family members here in California.
Right.
And he told me, well, you know, let's get married. 6 months go by, you know, the whole planning and anyways.
So it was a 6-month engagement?
Yes, it was.
Okay. How long had you known him up before that?
1 year.
1 year. So a year and a half of time together. Okay.
All right.
Right. And so I did ask those questions.
You asked all the dumbassery questions. Okay. Where do you want to live?
Oh, yes,
do you want kids?
Did.
Okay.
All right.
Everything. And so in 1990, I get married. 9 days later,
Nine days.
I get a call from the lady who's fixing his papers, because not only did we get married because we loved each other, I thought, but because I wanted to help him with his papers as well.
By papers, you mean immigration
he
papers?
He was illegal.
Right.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So she calls me and tells me, honey, you have to have an annulment. And I said, what are you talking about? She's the one that tells me he's married.
He's still married to someone.
Right, right.
So dude that just married you was still married.
Right. He married in 81. His wife and kid left
the States. So he thought, oh.
I'm free to marry again.
Anymore.
Ah. Right. So how long did your marriage last?
Nine days.
9 days?
9 days, ours. And he ended up in jail because they did not annul in time, I guess.
Right.
So bigamy, it is punishable by law here
yeah,
in California.
Sure. Yeah.
So he only served 3 months, though.
Did you ask him if he was still married?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I
you
asked
did?
Him. I asked him, are you married?
I was being funny. There's no way you asked.
Married? And his answer to me was, here where you see me standing, I don't have a kid or wife.
Oh, well, that's
here,
that's
in this country. He's right. In that country, he didn't have a wife and kids. They were in another country.
Wait, you mean in this room right now? Am I married to someone else? No. That's a little dumbassery,
wow.
Girl.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Thank you for the call.
You should be able to take that person's word for that kind of stuff. You shouldn't have to run a background check.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's not really Carol's fault.
I think if you're getting married, you do take for granted they're free legally to be married.
Yeah, although that green card issue really throws a curveball into the mix. I would have to be a little suspicious if that was one of the motivating factors.
Susie, thank you for holding on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you today?
Hi there.
So how long did you date?
We dated, we met in September,
mm-hmm.
And we married in February.
February.
Well, that was fast.
So four months? 5 months?
Yes.
Okay.
4 or 5 months. That already, I'm getting a danger signal here.
Okay. So was it this past February?
It was February
2009.
Okay. So you're very much in love.
Very, very much
and
in love.
And you decide you have to get married. You cannot wait. You must be man and wife.
Yes, and we were getting married because I was pregnant.
Oh, that's magical. Ah, that's so special.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's a wonderful reason to get married.
Good. But when you were getting married, you meant it when you said the vows.
Yes, we already talked about where we were going to live, what we were going to do, and we were just talking about the future.
And you didn't need to ask whether you wanted to have kids or not, because that was sort of taken care of.
Well, we asked that before, yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so how long did the marriage last?
We were married in February 2009,
right.
14th, and
14th.
We got separated on the 15th.
What? The 15th of February 2009.
Yes. What happened?
You gave it a whole 24 hours?
She gave it a day in her defense.
What? Yes.
Was it in the 22nd, 21st, 22nd hour things started going south?
I was really embarrassed. I went to work, and I told everyone I was married. I showed everyone my ring.
Uh-huh.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
And then afterward, we got in a big old fight, and my past was, I've been in really bad relationships, so my first sign was this is, when I got home from work, we got in the hugest fight ever, so I got to court and got divorced the next day. The lawyer, the lady that was taking my information, she laughed at me, literally was like, I've never heard of this. Like,
she
why
was laughing. She said, you got married yesterday?
Yes, she got married yesterday and went to the divorce today. Are you sure? And
was there some kind of violence involved, Susie?
No, it was more just arguing.
Well, so, you know, in your defense.
So wait a minute.
You can't be married and have a fight. That's true. The married people do not fight. That's unacceptable.
But the only reason I ask, I don't find, you know, domestic violence funny, but you left after a day. It had to be more than just you got in an argument.
No, we just got an argument. We got into the biggest argument. I guess my reaction was, this is going to be a bad relationship. We're already arguing already, and let's go. So
wow.
He went his way, and I went my way.
After a day.
After a day. I still talked to my ex-mother-in-law. We're really good friends.
Oh, that's great.
Does she laugh at you as well?
Yes, she told me the day we were getting married, like, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure this is what you can? You guys should wait, you know. But I said, no, I want to do this.
Sure.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready
because we're never going to fight, you said to her before you got married.
Yes, because he was perfect in my eyes.
And then you said, who put this Pepsi on the table? Not me. I'm getting divorced.
Where, put the cap on the toothpaste or I'm divorcing you. Oh, Susie, you're a mess.
I'm going to suggest that was all on you. Really? You got in an argument.
We did, and I don't actually know what we argued about.
Of course you don't.
We were just yelling at each other. It
right.
was like, I just told him to leave. I told him I don't want to ever talk to him again. And
well, that's a reasonable reaction, I have to be honest. Once you argue, you never want to talk to the person again.
Yes.
Wow, you're the worst of all the callers. I love you so much.
I hope every man in the world stays away from you.
They have, trust
me. Good. Susie, do you want to give your last name so that we can warn the men of Southern California?
Oh, No.
Just check.
Yeah, you have to be alone forever.
That's all on you. Thank you, Susie.
No problem.
All right, bye now. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. The Ralph Showbiz Beat is coming up in a few minutes. Muggs interviews the pet parents that are out at the Halloween pet parade that happened in Long Beach.
Excellent. I'm sure we'll learn many things.
We sent the wrong guy is the first thing we're going to learn.
I
don't know what's going on, but the feds are cracking down on California medical marijuana dispensaries.
Big time.
Here's what happened. President Obama, before he was president, while he was running, said the United States should not be hassling medical marijuana producers.
In states where it's been legalized,
correct.
Right?
And then the attorney general said, hey, we're going to take a hands-off policy. That's fine. Well, lately, there are four U.S. attorneys that have scheduled a news conference for Friday morning in Sacramento. They're outlining their plan, and they've already sent letters to all of the medical marijuana places that if they don't stop selling marijuana within 45 days, they will seize their property and put them in jail.
There was a huge protest in San Francisco just a few days ago when Obama was there for a fundraiser protesting this. A bunch of people.
Because he came out and said, we're not going to go after you.
I don't understand this.
And now all of a sudden, you know, it was legalized in California by a vote if it was medical marijuana. That was '96. That was a long time ago. But still the federal says that it's illegal, right. But then Obama said they wouldn't do it, and now they're doing it. So I don't know what the hell's going on, but we do have an expert on the line. Mole is. Yes, it's Mole.
I'm Mole.
How are you today?
Hey, happy Halloween. You know, guys, that's the day after Halloween when you take your trick-or-treat bag and put it in a bowl in the microwave with a bunch of weed and melt it and drink it with a piece of garden hose.
I've never tried that, and it doesn't sound good.
Pretty old Holly, I'm surprised you guys don't know. What'd you guys dress up as?
What?
What'd
you dress up as?
Giant spliff.
I was a slutty prostitute.
A slutty prostitute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I was slutty substitute. What are you guys talking about?
Weed.
Yeah. What about Obama, huh?
That's what we were talking about.
Barack Obama, what a bogart.
He said he wasn't gonna, and now he's gonna.
Yeah, I bet Ralph the cop is loving his total narc.
Ralph the cop?
Yeah, he's a cop.
He's not a cop, really. But he plays a cop sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, here's what's going on, because people are freaking out. Okay?
Oh, you're going to explain it to us. Good.
They're freaking out because weed could go from before there were dispensaries that cost $50 an eighth, and now that there's dispensaries, it's $100 a quarter. So it's much better. Plus, without dispensaries, we wouldn't have names for our weed anymore. We'd have to go back to calling it weed.
Right.
That is
true.
People
want their blackberry iced tea cheese fondue smoothie OG Kush.
I've not heard of that particular strain.
Pretty good.
Is it good?
But you don't want to hear I got a solution?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's what we do. And everybody should listen. When they go to close down the dispensaries, you go in there before they close them down, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You hide in the bathroom. Then when they lock them up, you're in. It's like Mr. McGorham's weed suppositorium. Now, the only thing you have to worry about is when they release their Dobermans.
Right, which it could be bad.
What you're going to want to do is construct some kind of crude weapon out of a 3-foot graphics bong and a vaporizer with a heavy bit. Are you guys writing this down?
I'm not, but I will.
All right, listen.
Hide in the bathroom.
You know what?
If
that's too much, just do bath salts.
Okay. All right, I'll work on that. Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock. It's K-R-O-Q.
What's just that? Getting ready for the next
for the pet
segment.
Parade.
I want to hear Muggs cover the pet parade.
Muggs went to the Halloween pet parade yesterday.
Sure did.
Or Sunday, I'm sorry.
Did he go.
Yeah.
He sure went.
That's where they dress up their pets, and then they have a big parade. The pets sure do love it.
They do.
They love it more than anything on earth.
He did, they did, we do.
So he went and he did the interviews.
He sure went.
It was amazing.
That is amazing.
Always amazing.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Bieber's got some problems.
Good.
Ooh, he's got problems.
Really?
Yeah. His voice is changing.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Now what? Now what?
This could go bad.
What happens to all the little girls when Bieber starts cracking? Crack-a-lacking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. When his voice changes, yes.
He's got a new CD out today, as a matter of fact. His new Christmas CD. called I'll Be a Douchebag for Christmas.
I don't think that's the name of it.
Where's my list?
It should be.
It's Under the Mistletoe, it's called. And his manager says he had a real problem doing the duet with Mariah Carey on her classic All I Want for Christmas Is You. You know, she's got a big hit with that. So they do a duet of it on his CD, and they were recording, and suddenly he was trying to hit some of those higher notes. Nothing. Just cracking and just air balls. Just
love it.
Air biscuits. He was throwing bricks.
Michael Jackson was always worried about that as well.
Yeah, they're concerned because that's, you know, he's known for his register and his higher register, and now he's got nothing. What's going to happen? Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah, that's not as cool, is it?
It's not going to be as cool.
No.
I don't think so. So they said they're going to have to alter his style of singing and the kinds of songs he sings because they have to, what they say his manager says, I'm not kidding you, he used to really be able to get up there, but now he's rocking a more mature sound.
Oh, stop
yeah,
that.
He's rocking that mature sound.
God, these are the people he's surrounded with.
Puberty's a bitch for all of us, Justin.
Worse for him.
Gets better. It gets better.
It
Hold
doesn't
on.
Get
it gets better.
Better. That's a lie.
It is Tuesday. Let's look at the other new CDs that are in stores today besides Justin Timberlake's Christmas CD.
Justin Bieber?
I'm sorry, Justin Bieber.
Timberlake, very
confused
different.
By all the Justins. Balls Out by Steel Panther. Rawr. Wale has Ambition. Their new CD is out today. Someone to Watch Over Me by Susan Boyle. Legendary star of The X Factor, of course.
Nope.
I saw her in the airport. She's hotter than in real life than she's on television.
It was a Bean tweet.
He tweeted that.
Yep.
That happened.
Tamar doesn't have to come, right? That's all I'm just asking. Tamar doesn't have to come. Long Live the King by the Decemberists. As I mentioned, Justin Bieber's got his new Under the Mistletoe Christmas CD, Achtung Baby. The new two-disc deluxe edition, re-released by U2 today. And Ceremonials, the new Florence and the Machine CD. And if you're like us, you're a big fan of this band. They're just so good. And this new CD sounds awesome.
She's an amazing talent.
Just getting bits and pieces, just little samples of the tracks. But everything I'm hearing, I'm just falling in love with. We've got a couple other... we played some earlier today. We've got a couple other tracks we didn't get to. I thought you may want to hear. Where's my list of tracks?
This is a new song from Florence and the Machine.
Oh, here it is. It's called Spectrum. Here we go.
Spectrum.
Something about that drum beat that really just gets me going. It's very tribal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's so strong.
You're going to be riding a thoroughbred when you listen to this music. You're going to be nude on a horse, just running, just riding a big thoroughbred horse through a field in Scotland.
Wait, why do you have to be nude?
So you let all the air hit you. You feel all the nature all over you.
So wear shorts.
I've got a shield in one hand and a broadsword in the other. I've got the reins in my teeth and I'm just nude. Just working my way across the field, ready to slay the interlopers.
All right.
Here's another track from Florence and the Machine, Remain Nameless.
That is not.
This is where she really does.
How dare you, sir?
That's where she really.
How dare you? I will not accept it.
All right. They can't all be good.
Boy, you kidding me? I think it's awesome.
You are dismissed.
Why don't you take the day off tomorrow? You know what? Take the next week off. Don't come back.
I'm saying they can't all be good.
You are dismissed.
I like
that as much, if not more, than the
all
other
right.
tracks we've played.
I like the other four.
Dismissed.
I'm going to get the album. She's great.
Love her. Here's the cat. Cat's playing you off.
No, the keyboard cat hasn't
keyboard
made an appearance
cat is
in
playing
like
you off.
2 months.
You are done, sir.
It's too bad.
You know all this talk about Kim Kardashian and her failed marriage. Let's not lose track of what Lindsay Lohan's doing. Let's not lose track of our number one dysfunctional celebutante.
Although, you know, Kim's fighting for that title.
I know, because Lindsay now is on her best behavior. Apparently she's putting in like 8 hours shift down at the morgue.
Instead of, she only has to do four or something?
No. I think total she's going to do what, 60 hours?
Oh, so she's actually doing it.
Yeah, okay. She's just committing herself and getting the work done. She's getting all those hours out of the way.
And that's so much worse than it would have been if she just showed up at the women's shelter. Honestly.
Terrible. Well, she had to do this anyway.
Oh, she did.
Had
okay.
concurrent public service sentences. She had, I think, 360 hours at the Women's Center and then another 60 hours or so at the morgue. That's, that had always been. But
I gotcha.
The Women's Center said, don't come back anymore.
We don't want you.
Right. So she's trying to fulfill at least part of that obligation by doing her morgue hours. And apparently she is doing them well. But she did take some time off this weekend to go to the Playboy Mansion for Hugh Hefner's annual Halloween party.
I expect nothing less.
Of course, she is posing for the magazine, hence the newly found relationship between Lindsay and Hugh. And by all counts, she looked hot as a sexy French maid on Saturday night.
Look, I know it's cliche, and I know everyone goes as it. It's fantastic.
It's a good look.
Just keep it up.
It is a good look.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Apparently, she spent the night hoovering up the white lines she found. Apparently, she was very much in character as the maid. She was she was vacuuming up white dust everywhere. So that was, I'm glad to see she's staying in character. Today's celebrity birthday is Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl. He is 25 years old today. Jenny McCarthy turns 39. Toni Collette, also 39. Rick Allen of Def Leppard is 48 years old. Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 49. Lyle Lovett, 54 years old today. And Hustler publisher Larry Flint celebrates his 69th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a final look at the Showbiz Beat.
I want to remind everybody, if you're going to be in Vegas this weekend, I will be performing with Kevin Smith on Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. We'd love to have you come by and hang out with us if you're going to be in Vegas anyway.
Tell you something about Ralph. When he drinks, he gets funnier.
And I drink in Vegas. I don't know. I like to buck the trends. I like to be different. When I'm in Vegas, I like to have a cocktail.
He gets antagonistic, but super funny.
Yeah, I'm an angry drunk.
He's a mess. But they're not just angry funny.
Oh, he's very kind, Kevin. Now, F you! Sorry, I had a couple drinks this morning. It is Tuesday. That means new release day. CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD. You can check out Californication, the fourth season, in a box set if you missed out on that show. Deadliest Catch, Season 7, also available. And Victorious, Season 1. You can pick it up on DVD. Cars 2 with Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, he plays that country pickup tow
truck. He's the truck.
Oh.
He sure is.
Oh.
Sure talks that way.
I need oil. He says things like that.
He does say stuff like that.
Yeah, very good. Water for Elephants with Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon? Nope. Crazy Stupid Love. Steve Carell, Julianne Moore star in that film. And Telehina Sky, The Story of the Kings of Leon. Starring the Kings of Leon in that documentary. You check that out. What's the status of them? Anybody know? Are they together? They're not together?
I believe they're still kings.
They're drying out. They're not drying out. They're hating. They're loving. What's going on?
I haven't heard the latest. I think he was tired and needed some rest.
Yeah, his liver's tired.
Yes.
CDs today, Balls Out by Steel Panther. Oh, Steel Panther.
You don't like them.
They are men. That's a bunch of men right there, Steel Panther. Ambition by Wale, also Someone to Watch Over Me, Susan Boyle. Long Live the King by the Decemberists. Under the Mistletoe, the new Justin Bieber Christmas album is out.
Oh, that's
I'm going to buy it today. I'm going to just leave it in my car constantly, and I'm going to get in the Christmas spirit. And I'm going to buy gifts, and I am going to hang tinsel.
Any of that.
No, I don't do any of that. Octung Baby, 2-CD re-released edition.
You're me.
You too. I was up late last night drinking because we like to have people over and then give out candy,
mm-hmm. sure,
to the kids when they come by. And so I like to cocktail during that part of the evening, and I overserved myself.
Really?
This morning I woke up not feeling so hot.
That's odd.
Yes.
And then this morning you didn't feel quite 100%.
I did not.
Huh.
The kids, by the way, lackluster this year.
Yeah, really?
Less of a batch. Less kids are out there. And not working so hard at the costumes. A lot of hoodies, I noticed.
Hoodie is not a costume.
I don't think it is. I thought maybe there was a character I was missing out on this year. Dr. Hoodie or something. Maybe the kids were loving. And then there were some, and not to sound pervy, not to go all bean on you.
Uh-oh.
But there were an extraordinary number of girls, 13, 14, 15 years old, in that range.
Yeah.
On the cusp of young womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up in, like, stripper costumes. Like, I'm the sexy cop. Like a 14-year-old girl in a cop outfit with fishnet stockings and high heels and stuff. And my wife's looking at me, she's like, is it me? Are these girls like just way over the line when it comes to sexy costumes?
And you
year?
Said, I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
And there were like two or three girls on a show at a time in like short leopard skin skirts with fishnet stockings and boots and
you're
stuff and
like
everything.
That. You're not trick-or-treating, are you?
You're tricking. I don't know if you're treating.
I'm horny for you.
Stop it, Chris Hansen. They were obviously underage, but just oddly kind of sexed up looking for candy. It was a weird dynamic. And I was,
you know, if you had me naked, I'd want more,
I was
right?
not comfortable with it, I'm saying. So don't do that, girls.
I want to meet you and fool around.
Get the Raggedy Andy costume out of the Raggedy Ann costume out of the closet or whatever. But for God's sakes.
There should be some kind of law that until you're legal, you can't wear
I'll tell you, especially now as the father of the daughter, you look at all that stuff very differently. You're like, what? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lock my kid up in some sort of Lucite box for the next 20 years.
Are you yelling at Olivia for no reason?
Yeah. Wake up and look at these whores. Is this what you're going to be like?
Put more clothing on.
Right.
Slut! Did I go too far?
You have crossed the line! And Ceremonials, the new disc by Florence and the Machine. I've been waiting for this one for a long time. Love this band. I thought I'd play just a couple tracks and let you know how good the music is on their new album, Ceremonials. Here's one of the tracks from the new Florence and the Machine, Shake It Out. Makes me want to be in the crow's nest of a whaling vessel. I just want to be on the top of a crow's nest in a whaling vessel wearing a wool cable knit sweater.
That's what that's
on. Beanie with a giant whaling spear in my hand. A harpoon, I guess you'd call it.
That's what that song makes you think.
Yeah. You smell the salt sea air and feel the breeze on your face. So that's the music of adventure right there.
You lost your mind.
Love it. Here's another track called What the Water Gave Me.
I see myself in the backyard with a barbecue.
No.
And all the neighbors are over.
I see myself wearing a loincloth, riding the back of a lion, a male lion, holding onto his mane as we gallop through the Serengeti Plains.
I'm trying to play here, but you're making it difficult.
Come on! That's adventure music!
You're on the
I see myself in a barbecue, holding a beer, flipping a burger. Come on! Where's your adventure? This one will get you. Only if for a night.
Only if for
I see myself on the couch high.
No!
Having snacks.
I see myself tethered outside the space station, the International Space Station. I'm in a space and I'm floating and I've got a giant space wrench in my hand. And if I don't torque this just right, we're going to lose our fuel supply.
Mm.
My soundtracks are much better than yours. My inner movies are much more adventurous.
Well, they're weirder.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Do that. I'm not riding the lion naked.
Come on, wouldn't that be hot?
No!
You don't get it, man.
Correct.
While we're talking about Justin Bieber and his new Christmas CD, he's got some problems. Apparently, his voice is cracking. He's going through puberty. He's going through the change.
Love it.
He was recording one of the songs on this CD, a duet with Mariah Carey for her Christmas classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And his manager says now that he's moving into manhood, he has a hard time hitting the high end of his range. All those higher notes he used to be able to hit no longer can do it. Breaking, cracking. Having to change his style of music and the kind of music he sings. Scooter Braun, by the way, which is the name of his manager.
Okay.
Scooter Braun.
Okay.
Says that a year ago, Justin could really get up there, but now he's rocking a more mature sound.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Biebs is rocking a more mature sound. Coming at you. It's Dax of Wax. I'm Scooter Braun here on K-Blow.
Baby.
So I think a lot of girls out there have reason to be worried. He's going to lose that charm. And Jessica Simpson wants us to know that she's, in fact, pregnant.
Oh, wow, I've been really... Oh, wait, we all knew that.
Made her announcement yesterday. Officially pregnant. Posted her first official pregnant picture, her in a Halloween costume, as a mummy. Mummy, get it? Mm-hmm. She's going to have a baby. She's a mummy. And by the way, the picture's her, like, wrapped up. It's not like a funny, oh, look at me, I'm a pregnant mommy. She's like, she's got this dramatic makeup, and her hair's all teased out, and she's trying to look all spooky and mysterious. Fat. Fat mummy.
Well, she's pregnant.
Fummy.
Does this mean she didn't get the money for the announcement?
Story, yeah, they were asking for $500,000 for some magazine to be the first to officially break the news that she's pregnant, but I'm guessing since she did it on her website that they couldn't find a buyer for that story.
Excellent. That's what we were calling for, and what we call for never happens.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl is 25 years old. Jenny McCarthy, former Playmate of the Year, she's 39. Toni Collette, very talented actress, 39 years old. Rick Allen of Def Leppard, one-armed drummer.
Yeah, he got in a car accident.
That's ridiculous how
lost
good
an
he
arm,
is with
and then
one
he
arm.
Said, I'm going to keep drumming.
He's better than me.
Way.
If I was a drummer and lost an arm, I'd be like, okay, just hand me that bottle. I can still drink with one arm, right? And I would just disappear inside a bottle of Jack. You'd never hear from me again. He's 48 years old. Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Peppers is 49. Lyle Lovett. What was his band called? Wasn't Lyle Lovett in his large band or something like that? What was it?
Who knows?
Bean would know.
Yes, he would.
Yes, he would.
I don't.
Who would think we'd miss Bean?
We don't.
He is 54 years old today. And Hustler publisher Larry Flint. The man who gave you Barely Legal, the man who gave you Jailbait, the man who gave you probably some sort of venereal disease.
I don't think he personally gave it to you.
He probably didn't. He is 69 years old today. Look at that, Lyle Love and his large band. How did I pull that one out of my butt?
Nice. I don't know.
Spooky. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Bruce Campbell on the show.
Love him.
Burn Notice is back.
He is so great on that show.
That's a great show.
And the Evil Dead movies, that trilogy, boy, he's good.
So we have him on the program. We have You Knocked Out Your Teeth.
Ow!
Based on Steven Tyler, who knocked out his teeth in the shower. You might need to add it with the most weenie way. I mean, really, because that's a pussy way to do it.
I don't know. Face planting against some porcelain in a bathtub on the edge of that.
Knocking.
Come on. Come on now.
Have you broken teeth?
No.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Oh.
Hurts. Internet Roundup, a brand new one tomorrow morning. And Muggs, the most annoying man in the world.
Hey!
Also tomorrow morning.
I don't know if I can do another mug break after today.
I think you need to do it more than ever.
I don't know. I don't know if I can take any more mugs. Muggs needs to be quiet for a couple days.
It's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Tomorrow morning.
Awesome! Kevin.